This is Rock Chalk Sports Talk with Nick Schwert on new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN.
Quarter till four on Rock Chalk Sports Talk. John Kirby will join us at the top of the 4 o'clock hour. David Lawrence in from 4 to 6. New FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN. So yesterday, KU landed not one, not two, but three new recruits for the 2018 signing class. Those three guys are Josh Smith, who is a defensive end, and Jonathan Lolohia and Charles Cameron, who are both defensive tackles. Smith is from the same high school that Tony Hull came from, Landry Walker. Same high school that KU got those two big players, Devontae Jason, who's a five-star receiver, and Corion Harris, who is a four-star D-back. So that pipeline continues to bear some nice fruits for the program. And then you've got Lolohia and Cameron. They both come from community college in Mississippi. Lolohia is a three-star prospect. Cameron, a two-star. So continue to get these guys in. Last week, they got the biggest defensive end. Miles Emery is the top-ranked D-end from the state of Kansas from Blue Valley North High School. He's a three-star player as well. So the commitments continue to fly in, and as of yesterday, 24/7 still had them as a top 15 recruiting 12. Class. 12 mm-hmm. now.
As of now. I guess some high-level recruit tweeted out, KU got the 12th ranked class in the nation right now with eyeball emojis, and Chris Harris retweeted it. So getting the KU love out there.
And the big name in this class is still Devontae Jason, the five-star wide receiver from New Orleans. A guy who had originally committed to LSU and it had been his dream to play for LSU, his home state. But then, for whatever reason, he decided to decommit, then committed to Kansas. He stated on the record that he plans to graduate high school early. And because of the new signing period, the early signing period for college football, he would have the chance to enroll and be on campus at KU by January of 2018, or wherever he goes. Because he's signed, he's committed, but he's not signed. And Bleacher Report did a really cool piece on it. Adam Kramer is a really good college football writer. He posted a piece on this. And the title is, "Do You Believe Five-Star Wide Receiver Devontae Jason is Kansas Bound? LSU and Alabama Don't." And what he's essentially saying is all of these major programs are still keeping in touch with him. They're still texting him. They're talking to his coach. He's still going to go on visits to these types of schools. I don't know where all he's going to go on visits, but he has the chance, essentially, to go on to any of these schools, whether it be Alabama or LSU or Notre Dame or Ole Miss.
That new rule for the early signing period has to be something that David Beatty's really happy about.
Absolutely. Well, then this is a perfect example of why he'd be happy about it. In other cases, there are other coaches who would be really happy about it. In other cases, there are coaches who wouldn't be happy about it.
I would think a lot of the times it would benefit some smaller schools like Kansas, where, because not to say that other coaches aren't, but Kansas is so good at spreading themselves across Texas, Louisiana, Kansas, to where if they find a guy who's out on the trail and they go, "Dang, this guy's a really good diamond in the rough. He could be a two-star, a one-star," and then all of a sudden, come December, Alabama or Clemson or even a lower tier really good school like an Oklahoma State sees him and goes, "We like this kid too." He gets bumped up to a three-star and you're like, "Well, that kind of sucks because we would have had him in December." Now you can.
Yeah, and Jason would not be an example of that because he's somebody who's on everyone's radar. He's the 22nd ranked overall prospect in 2018 according to Rivals, the number four wideout. He was recently upgraded to a five-star player. Last year as a junior at Landry Walker, 51 catches, 1,000 yards, and 17 touchdowns. 6'3", 217 pounds. I mean, he's the real deal. He's everything you'd want, and he would be the biggest recruit in the history of this program. And yes, that's including guys like Gale Sayers. Because, and it's not necessarily, I'm not saying he's a bigger, better prospect or player than Gale Sayers, but context matters here. And the context is Kansas has won three games over the last 2 years, and they're on the cusp of signing a top 30 player in the country. That doesn't happen. Mike Farrell is the recruiting director for Rivals, and here's what he has to say about it. I've been doing this long enough to know that this is a unicorn. I've never seen one in person, and I don't know if they exist. If this sticks, it will prove that they do. So what he's essentially saying is, guys like Devontae Jason don't go to Kansas. It doesn't happen. And he's on the cusp of doing it, and we don't know if it's for real. And that's what kind of sucks, is the skepticism is almost built in to this sort of situation. Because, I mean, it was the same reaction we had, right? When this guy, when they announced they're getting a commitment from a five-star wide receiver, you go, us? Kansas? We're getting this guy? How? Why? What'd he do wrong? What'd he do wrong? What's going on? There's something else at play. It's impossible to take at face value. And it sucks to have your mind almost conditioned to think that way, but what else are you to do? Because the only other alternative is, oh, one of the best players in the country just really likes Kansas. And hey, listen, I like Kansas. I love the campus. I love going and watching games at Memorial Stadium, but it's hard for me to wrap my head around, too. And the biggest question I have, and I hate to say this, to me it feels like an almost of a situation of when, but not if. Like when this guy decommits and goes to LSU or Alabama, not if. Just because it's never happened. It's never happened.
And it all makes sense when he first committed to, because that was at the time when LSU was going through a little bit of their troubles, where they fired the one coach that they promised to promote, and he was a guy who a lot of these recruits in Louisiana were going to, and so then it kind of seemed like, well, this makes a lot more sense. Maybe he's just trying to spite LSU. Maybe this kid's just of a different ilk. Maybe, I mean, we're seeing all kinds of different KU players, like Dalen Charlotte is constantly tweeting out about how he just absolutely loves being on the campus here at Kansas, and this was one of the best decisions of his life. So maybe it's just the coaching staff is that good, and we won't know till December, or if this kid decommits. It does seem a little fishy, and it does seem pretty crazy that KU, where they're at, would get a five-star kid. I mean, I couldn't tell you. Has Kansas ever gotten a five-star in football, period?
Well, there are only,
right, I mean,
like a handful of five, like
15 to 20 years worth of showing it, so like we would never know what Gale Sayers was.
No, I mean, like, there's only, but, like, in a given year, right, a lot of times, there's only 20, 25 five-star players,
right,
and you're talking about 2,000 are signing commitments to or signing their letters of intent to go play football somewhere. So it's a very, very small, select group of guys who earn that reputation. And to answer your question, no, it's never happened. And they in this piece on Bleacher Report, they interview the kid, and he said, talking about, The coaches would, the second he committed to Kansas, one assistant coach from another rival school said, Kansas, really? And if I were that kid, it'd piss me off.
Yeah, that'd make me not want to go to that rival school coach. Right.
Like, don't question my decision. This is me. Like, the second you're doing that, you're saying, you're like throwing away this whole facade of, hey, we really want you, we really love you. It's like, really, dude? You want to Kansas? Like, that would make me mad. And here's what he had to say about it. Jason said, it really didn't get to me. I know they went 2-10 and 0-12 in the year before. It's really not about what school you go to or being a big fish in a small pond. It's about your future and making an impact on your life. It's about being known and recognized. Listen, he went on a recruiting visit with Corione Harris, his teammate. Mom went with him. They both fell in love. His mom fell in love, too. Like, sometimes it's as easy as that. You just go a place, and maybe you weren't serious about it before. You get there, you fall in love, you say, man, this is where I want to be.
Yeah. And that's a big one if you can get mom.
So, I mean, this is, it's, you're playing the waiting game. Like, this guy's going to go on visits this fall. He's going to be wowed by Alabama and LSU and Ole Miss and Florida State and all of these other primetime programs who are recruiting him. And you just hope that the foundation and the relationship that he and his teammate Harris have built with David Beatty and Tony Hall and this coaching staff are what's going to keep them in this. And if it does happen, how would you not expect more guys in coming years to continue to follow suit? Because if he backs out, which is a real possibility, it could happen. If he backs out, then there's no way you're banking on it happening next year. And he's, oh, we'll get one next year. No, you won't. But if you get this guy, maybe it does start something big. And if it did, give David Beatty all the money in the world. Same with Tony Hull. 1 hour down, two to go. David Lawrence joins me for the next 2 hours of the show. We'll continue talking football recruiting with John Kirby of Jayhawk Slant coming up next. It's Rock Chalk Sports Talk.